Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Maestros Daf Lamed Beis and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting the fourth perek of Meseches Maestros. Says the Mishnah, we were discussing what is Kriveh L'Maiser. And one of the things that Kriveh L'Maiser is when somebody goes and prepares the food to eat. Says the Mishnah, Kovish means you pickle the vegetables, Hashoylek or cook, Hamrileach or salt it, Basodichayev, even though it's in the field, once you do this preparation to eat it, it's chayav and meiser. Hamichamer ba'adom, but if he heats the fruits by putting into the ground, potter, that's not considered to be a real preparation of food. Hamitabil basode, someone who goes and dips the fruits or the vegetables in the regular tibul, which is usually tzir or merais, the fish oil or different types of oil, potter is not considered to be like putting into salt. Someone who squeezes the olives to take a little bit of the liquid out, he just wants to take a little bit of the bitterness of the olives, that's not considered to be preparation, it's not gemar malocha, and he's potter mimaiser. Someone who squeezed olives to put on his body, he's potter, because that's not considered, again, to be gemar malocha. It's only a temporary thing, he does a little bit for his body. But if you squeeze the olives and put it into his hand, that's considered to be a gemar malacha. Because, as Rav Chaim explains, it's comparable to how you prepare the oil. When you prepare the oil, you press it and you let the oil go into the ukka, goes into the bore, into the pit. Putting it into the hand is like putting it into the pit, as we'll see more about it in the Gemara. Hamakbil a tafshil potter, someone who squeezes grapes to put the liquid into a tafshil, into some dish, he's potter because that's not considered to be a gemar, it's not considered to be put in a place where he finishes the malacha, he's just using it for this specific dish. Ula gdeiro, but if he puts it into a pot, as Reb Chaim points out, the Gemara is going to say, talk about an empty pot, there's nothing else in the pot, there's no dish, he's putting it into the pot, chayav b'shu kibor katon, he's chayav because that's like a little pit, and that's how you prepare the grapes, the wine, you let the wine go into the pit. So the Gemara, a koivish, a sherlik, v'amolech. So now the Gemara brings the rules, one makes fruit or vegetable, tevel, meaning it's obligated in meiser. Ur tovel, the fire does it, meaning if he cooks it. Mekach tovel, as we learned before, you're selling. When you sell the item, it's chayav in meiser. Melech tovel is the salt we mentioned. Truma tovel is if you're mafish truma, as we learned earlier. Shabbos tovel is if it goes into Shabbos, if it goes tevel. And chotzer beis shmir tovel is or bring it into the courtyard, it makes a chayav in meiser. As we saw in the name of Yochanan, we saw it earlier, Mekach v'Shabbos v'Chotzer einam toiro. The sale, Shabbos, and Chotzer is not a chiyuv ma'aser v'divrei toiro. So the Chaim, the Kol Shekhen, the other three, which talk about the cooking, the salting, and the pickling, is also not v'divrei toiro. Says the Gemara, Naflam v'Beis v'Beis, we mentioned already twice earlier in the Masechta, Ravavim Shem Shem Lokish, HaMechuv Shebekulom, Zuchotzer b'Yisrei Shmira. The clearest one is the chotzer a mishtameres, a courtyard where things are guarded in it. And when it means the clearest one, means it's a dvar toiro, it's mina toiro. This is the one thing that's chayav mina toiro, when you bring it to the courtyard, that's considered to be re'ias pnei habayis, which is mechayev and meiser mina toiro. Says the Gemara, ha-koivish ad she'ichvash kol tzorkoi, ha-shoylik ad she'ishlik kol tzorkoi, meaning, we learned that pickling is mechayev and meiser, and a cook is mechayev and meiser. Does it have to be fully cooked and fully pickled? Only, or if he does part of the process, it's already chayav. So when yishveinu min adol, let's learn from the following. Ha-mehavev shiboilin be'ur nitbilu. If one puts in the fire some ears of grain, some shiboilin, so the din is nitbilu, you become tevel. What do you do with shiboilin mehuv hovim? You put a little fire into the grain. It becomes, you usually take these kernels of wheat, dry them out with a little bit of fire, singeing in the fire, and then it became sweet, and that was like a type of candy that the Gemara mentions throughout Shas. So here, what are you really doing? You're singeing it with a little fire, a little drop of fire, it's not much. And it becomes teva. So it says the Gemara, beloikach einu mechusori meloch al de'ur, or you not still need to do much more to cook an item, you need to put in much more fire, this is just a drop. So you see, even a little bit is mechav and meiser. So the Gemara, shan yehi, shu gemar melachter, don't bring it right from there, because that's the way you do it. How do you make these dry wheat? We're doing a little bit of fire, and then you're done. So that's because it'll be a fully cooked item for this type of food. But if you want to do a regular dish, which you have to cook it fully, if you didn't cook it fully, maybe it's not mechayev and meiser. And the following shows the yev this difference. Because it says, Hamikatif Shibolim. According to Abraham, you don't say Leisosui. So Hamikatif Shibolim, someone's taking ears of grain. Loichlom Mililois, if he took it out from the, he pulled it out from the ground, and his intention is to eat Mililois. Mililois are these dry wheat that you eat as a candy. So that was intention. His intention just to do it for Mililois. Really, he's Gumar Malach. It's already done. He just has to put a little bit into the fire. So then his Nitpul Tzchav already in Meiser. But he wants to make out of the wheat. He wants to make dough out of it. So there's still a lot to do. You still have to grind them. You have to sieve them. They have to go and prepare to get to the dough. So there's no Gemara Malach over here. So then, there's no Tevel. So you see clearly that we differentiate between the intention, what do you want to do with the wheat. If the wheat is meant to be done only in a certain way, that doesn't require a lot of pu'ulus, a lot of malachas, so it's ready to be finished. And if not, not. So same thing with the cooking. Cooking is a mechav and meiser, but you need to, possibly you need to have fully cooked. But we talk about melilos, the fully cooking of them is just singeing them a little bit in the fire. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Meisters, Daf Lamed Beis.